American West is a terrible place in time. Everything out here that's not you wants to kill you. Angry drunk people, hungry animals, outlaws. Oh, the fucking doctor.
I couldn't save her.
She had a splinter. Doc, what the hell were you supposed to do?
I would like to welcome a new member to our community.
Welcome to our awesome town.
What's with this fair?
Every year, people die.
Really?
Everybody hold still.
People die at the fair.
People die at the fair.
A million ways to not laugh in a theater.
Oh!
Is directed by Seth MacFarlane.
I
tell people, I love it. I love everybody's been messaging me. It was like, you don't think this trailer? I was like, that trailer, whatever, man. That trailer could either be hit or miss for me.
Oh.
And those jokes is like chuckle worthy. And you see the movie? Good Lord, they go 20 times beyond. They made an Adam Sandler film in 2 weeks, goddammit.
Nah, I knew you were going to feel this way about this. I knew you were going to come out and say, this is an Adam Sandler film. And I say, no, because if you actually look at it, it's, yes, he's not hitting the marks, but at least unlike Adam Sandler, he is trying.
I didn't even see he was trying. My problem here is, I think why it's better than an Adam Sandler film is because he has better talent than Adam Sandler.
That's very true, and better crew.
That too, he has a lot of that better than whatever, but Seth MacFarlane, I told you, man, you in that trailer, he looks like he can't act, and in this movie, he just fucking proved it, that he needs to stop pushing himself as leading man. I don't want to see another goddamn Quentin Tarantino.
No, he's just
the worst thing to this movie.
He's just okay. He's not anything special, but he's not, like, so bad that it is Quentin Tarantino.
He was damn near hitting it in this movie.
Oh, see, I didn't feel that way.
See, and the only reason is that he takes away from all the other actors in here that have talent and has,
right.
And has veteran statuses on them, and they don't give a goddamn thing to do because Seth MacFarlane is sitting up there saying, I should be the one to do that.
Well,
so
the thing
in this second film, he gets a pass on this one as far as saying, okay, that's a Quentin move right there, but maybe in your next film you won't put yourself in, maybe you'll listen or won't put yourself in the man, but you need to definitely stay the fuck behind camera, because you definitely work better behind camera than you do on camera.
Or just start voicing a teddy bear again.
That'll work as well too, but you,
because that is what he's doing next.
He doesn't have the facial expressions or any goddamn thing or whatever as far as how he should deliver anything, and I felt embarrassed for some of the actors to be even in here. This movie was shit.
Now here's the thing. We've, like, after seeing...
Let's get Pop Mouse's first one.
Yeah. So basically how this one works out is that it's set in Arizona, 1886. Mm-hmm. And Seth MacFarlane plays a sheep herder who pretty much, for all intents and purposes, is a pussy.
Yeah. His name is Albert in the film. And
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a sheep fucking joke in here, people.
Of course there is. But he's
he's
an absolute pussy, and he's so much so that his girlfriend Amanda Seyfried leaves him for a gay dude. Well, not really, but
well, which is nothing wrong with that because you know what, he found better.
Yeah, so she leaves him for a guy played by Neil Patrick Harris, who
probably the best thing in the movie.
Yeah, I was about to say he's great for the 5 minutes he's in it.
Yeah, I was gonna say you would think he has like a bigger plot in here or whatever because you know the whole Amanda Seyfried thing in here or whatever, but no, he's not really in here that much.
He is, okay, for people who have seen any parody Western movies, he is the mustache-curling douchebag that just loves to start shit.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he's such a perfect asshole that I wish he would have just called himself Neil Patrick Harris in the movie and just... I wish he would have just revised his role from the Harold and Kumar movies as just NPH or whatever.
And you know what, with some of the cameo humor that they do in this, that actually would have been a really funny joke.
I would have fucking loved that. Like, if they would have just stole that character from Harold and Kumar and just threw him in here, like, how the fuck you get back here or whatever? It's just like, dude, I don't know, I took some shrooms and woke up or something like that. Shit like that, whatever.
I mean, hell, they have your boy Django Pop in here.
Let me know. Give me a call. We can party together.
I mean, hell,
I want to see that version of you.
I know. It would have worked because, hell, they have your boy Django Pop in here.
I thought the whole movie was Django.
So basically... Yeah,
that ain't a comedy movie, but I digress on that.
So basically, after Seth MacFarlane's girlfriend leaves him, he's like,
I need to look good in front of her. Hey, Charlize Theron, you just got the town. Do you want to pretend to be my girlfriend? Yeah, just one thing. I used to date this seasoned criminal played by Liam Neeson, and if he sees me with any man, he's going to want to kill them.
It's the most boring thing I've ever seen Liam Neeson in a film.
Because he's not given much to do.
Yeah, exactly. He had more goddamn things to do in the Lego movie. That's a goddamn shame, first of all. Okay? I haven't seen Liam Neeson this fucking boring since goddamn Star Wars Episode 1.
The only time he gets something new is when the actual, you know, climax of the fight at the end of the film happens. That's the only time he's really on screen for more than a second.
Pretty much what you see in the trailer of all these actors are popping up, what you see in the trailer, what they do, that's what they do in the movie. They have nothing else to do except what they do in that trailer.
Yeah. That's really a shame, because you look at something like this, you're like, you know, I love Westerns. I really do, and I love Western comedies. So this was something that was really on my radar, because I liked Ted, and I was like, you know what, Seth MacFarlane's humor, if he does this right with a Western, this could work. Nope.
Ted is okay. I like it. Seth MacFarlane, I don't love him. Like, I think personally Matt and Trey Parker are much more talented
than him. Oh, I agree. I even think Matt Groening is more talented than him.
I think they're much more talented. I don't think they get as much credit as Seth MacFarlane does. For me, it could be hit and miss, but I looked at that trailer and was looking. I was like, I don't know why people are raving about this shit. It looks like any goddamn generic shit I've ever fucking seen. And people kept talking about how it's going to be hilarious, it's going to be great. And then when I saw it, I was just like, I can't wait to hear people complain about this now, because this shit is lazy as fuck.
I
expect 20 times better from Seth MacFarlane. And you know what? To be honest, I was embarrassed for Charlize Theron, because she delivers her lines so great at what she has to do. And the whole time she had to stand by Seth MacFarlane, she basically had to carry his non-acting ass.
Right. And once again, great to her, she's able to.
Because she is a fucking amazing.
Now, I will give it this. The set design and the cinematography, he nails that. He nails what a Western's supposed to look like.
Oh, yeah.
So,
but it ain't much for a Western to look like. I mean, you know, all you gotta do is get some dirt into the building or whatever.
Yeah, tell Disney that after the Lone Ranger last year, because they fucked that one up.
That one looked fine, too, as far as looks go. I mean, that was the least of that problem. That was the least of them fucking problem. You know what? This is on the level of Lone Ranger. This is a piece of shit, personally.
It's just like, boring. It's one of those things where I'm not as mad as you at it, because
I'm not mad at it either. I just thought it to be a boring piece of shit.
Yeah, it's just like, it's disappointing, because it's one of those things where it could have had the potential to be something like Blazing Saddles. Especially someone like Seth MacFarlane, who has the Mel Brooks-type style of humor, where he just doesn't give a shit about who he offends.
And that insult of saying that it's like an Adam Sandler movie, I take that back. It's not on the Adam Sandler, but he hits those Adam Sandler punchlines where you look at him and go, like, you're better than him. I don't even know why you would do that, personally.
Yeah.
Because in the first 20 minutes, if not 30, whatever, there's like already 3 shit jokes. I'm just like...
There's 3 fart jokes and only one of them work.
None of them worked for me. I didn't give a shit about none of them, whatever. How many fart jokes have I seen this goddamn year already? I'm like, goddamn, shit. I just saw that shit in Other Woman. I didn't see that shit in this movie, whatever. I'm getting tired of that shit now. I just saw Adam Sandler last week. I'm like, all right, goddamn it. It's okay. We can get away with jokes now. That's a goddamn shame, person. I'm surprised Godzilla didn't fart. Oh, wait, he did. It was from his mouth.
Oh.
And then... you have characters in here like Sarah Silverman. That shit went nowhere. I was like...
There's no point for her to be in this.
Another problem I have, which is the same problem I had with This is the End, too. And this is one of my complaints. This is probably why I didn't give it that high seat I wanted to give it. Give it that low seat. Comedies don't need to be fucking 2 hours long.
Yeah.
Hey, goddamn.
Especially when there's a good hour of it that there's not any plot development.
That was my problem with Ted, personally, that it went on too long and shit. There was a storyline in Ted where this kid took the bear. I was like, they could have took that all out, personally. That went on for like 20 fucking minutes or more. And I was like, okay, he won me back at the end with that Taylor Lautner joke. If he can do that in this movie, then I can. And no, there's no redeeming matter of why it keeps going on longer. And I'm just like, okay, goddammit.
It sucks. It really sucks, because there's something that could have been, but they spoil it in the trailers. And even when you see it, it's just like, oh, that could have been so much better.
Which one was that?
Where he goes to the barn and finds you-know-who.
Was that in a trailer? Because I don't remember seeing
that. That wasn't a trailer. Because I saw that, I was like, whoa, what?
Okay, because I heard a lot of people kept telling me. I didn't go rewatch the trailer again. Maybe I should see it again. Cause I,
no,
I,
it was,
I
it was in the second trailer they released.
People were talking about Christopher Lloyd showing up.
As Doc Brown with the DeLorean and everything.
DeLorean and everything, which is... Actually, that was one of the... actually, because that's like Flash Gordon showing up in Ted. That's what that moment was right there. It is the Flash Gordon showing up in Ted or whatever. That's what the Doc Brown from fucking Back to the Future, one of my favorite sci-fi films of the 80s or whatever at the time, shows up and uses that line of his... And then that shit just gets... It's like the good shit gets dropped after a couple of seconds, but the shit that nobody likes, and I know he knows nobody likes, he goes on and on
and on
with them. And you're like, oh my God. Are you taking tips from Adam Sandler shit?
Well, it's one of those things where the way I've been describing this movie to people is that, how is it? I said, this would have worked much better as an hour-long Family Guy episode.
I could see that.
Where instead of it's a sheep farmer, it's just Brian.
You don't know something crawling voices the damn dog of Brian.
So yeah, it's just Brian. Because what's that have that over this?
Stewie.
There you go. It's got Stewie. And Stewie would do crazy stuff. That's your modern day Western, that's your modern day Western Blazing Saddles.
Technically, he had that in Neil Patrick Harris.
Oh my God, now that I think about it, he really did.
Yeah, because, you know, everybody knows Stewie is gay. Let's just go ahead and say, okay, Stewie.
Yeah, and Neil Patrick Harris, one of the jokes that they never really explore in this movie that I wish they would have is that Neil Patrick Harris's character might be gay.
That's the thing, see, I'm saying, they had Stewie right there.
And it's a funny joke because you know Neil Patrick Harris would go all for it, but they don't do anything with it.
Yeah, no. Patrick Harris is always up for anything, and like you said, he should have been. Who's the Giovanni Ribisi was supposed to be Seth MacFarlane's friend here. Neil Patrick Harris should have been the friend, and he should have been Stewie. And like you said, they should have just did a Family Guy thing like that. And I know Seth MacFarlane's like, oh, I want to get away from the set. No, you don't, man. Come on, you don't want to get away from the Family Guy thing because your movies are like fucking Family Guy, hour long, 2 hour long specials and shit.
I say Ted didn't feel that way, but this one definitely does.
The jokes feel like Ted.
Okay, yeah, I do agree with that. But I like
just like Family Guy and Ted.
I do like that style of humor where it's fast paced, and the jokes just keep coming. Because even if like two fall, there will be one eventually that will get you. But here it doesn't work.
I prefer the long out clever ones. I prefer those where when you hit me over the head and knocks my. I can get exhausted because you know why? Because the movies are too goddamn long.
And that's
true.
They're shorter than
Family Guy's fine. It's only 22 fucking minutes, whatever. And those jokes don't bother me or whatever. They can go fast. The bad ones, they go over real. Like that's another thing too. And even in Family Guy's episodes, his bad jokes they go over so quickly that you forget them because he hits you up with a laugh. And these he lingers on the bad jokes a little longer than usual. And I'm like, that's not his style of.
No, that's the thing, and that's the thing. Like that's. That's why I said he kind of, like, he reminds me of someone who could be a modern-day Mel Brooks if he really tried.
Okay, I'm not going to go that far.
The reason I say that is because...
You know, Mel Brooks like that.
No, the reason I say that is because he's one of the only comedians I see nowadays who is not afraid to piss people off.
Yeah, I think personally this is one of the top five weakest comedies I've seen in a while.
Oh, no, I agree with you on that. But
I'm not getting Seth MacFarlane had a big hand in this movie too because he's producer, director, writer, and star in this motherfucker or whatever.
Right.
Wow. And that's a fucking pet peeve of mine. That was one of the problems I probably had going into Don John is that Joseph Gordon-Levitt was doing everything.
Even though he's your man crush.
He had to hit record people in there, hit Morgan as well, but he was trying. I hate when directors, that's probably why I can't stand Quentin Tarantino that much. I hate when directors take control of every goddamn aspect of the film and then puts themselves as the leading man in there. I say recently the one time I've actually liked that was Don Don or whatever, which I could see everything of the work that went into it here. And here, it looked like all the credibility went to fucking Seth MacFarlane. It's like he gave himself lines that probably could have been better if he would have gave them to these other veteran comedic actors in here.
Well, there was something interesting I found. And I'll see how you feel about this. No, he actually wasn't supposed to be the lead in this. You know who was?
I forgot who was, actually.
It was supposed to be Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds, yeah.
And then when Ryan Reynolds, both those movies bombed last year, Universal was not comfortable giving him the lead role.
I don't blame them.
Instead, he shows up as someone in here who just gets shot.
I would have just found some random stranger off the fucking streets or something like that. So.
Yeah, so that was very interesting. That was very interesting to me to find out, because it does make me think, do you think this could have been a better movie if it was Reynolds instead of Seth MacFarlane?
Man, if you would have asked me that before last year, I probably would have been like, yeah, sure, but man, that man does not have a good track record, and those movies have been the least interesting two of the three films. I don't know, man. I'm not answering that with a 10-foot pole.
Could you? You know what? I just thought of this.
Universal would say that because lately their movies been hits, so I didn't think they would give a shit personally.
They also did R.I.P.D.
Oh, they did. Oh, okay, then damn, I didn't think they. Okay.
You forgot about that, didn't you?
Well, then never mind. Then is he Reynolds? You fucked up. See,
you know what would have been hilarious? You know who they you know who they should have gotten as a lead for this movie? That would have made this movie perfect.
They should just left Liam Neeson as the lead. There you go.
No, you already got Django in here. Why don't you just get Christoph Waltz?
That's okay. All right. That's okay. That's okay. I got enough Django over there. All right, shit, he's got a miniseries coming. Ain't that good enough? Shit. make new Patrick Harris the lead over there. They could have made anybody the goddamn lead. Because Seth MacFarlane, I'm looking at this goddamn poster right now. Nigga, you can't act, okay? You need some work, all right? Before you start dropping in these other movies and shit like that, please get the help you need, please.
Do a Ben Affleck. Go into the forest for 5 years, learn your craft, and then come back.
Or just don't do it at all. Just stay a director. Why would you need to be an actor anyway?
Yeah, good point. So I already know what you're giving this.
Yeah, it's a fuck it.
Yep, there you go. I knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, my time was wasted.
I knew as soon as I walked out of that theater, that was what you were going to give it.
Yeah. The only good thing I can say in here, really, is this kind of does have the Django effect, if anything, if you want to say that, is Tarantino doesn't get the performances out of those actors. Those are those actors doing that. The same could be said in here or whatever as far as Charlize Theron or Neil Patrick Harris. That's talent that they already had that they're showing here. Nothing directional-wise as far as Seth MacFarlane telling them how to do this. They just know how to do it. Everybody else in here was a waste of my damn time. And you committed the ultimate crime by making Liam Neeson boring. I have never seen that. Liam Neeson trained goddamn Batman. He was a goddamn Jedi. He was a motherfucking dark man. He fought some wolves. He had a set of skills twice. God damn it, he is not boring. He was a good cop, bad cop in Lego Movie.
There you go. I'm just going to go in and give this a stream it, because there is elements of this, personally to me, that I did like. I love the cinematography of this movie. I love the set design. It looked like a Western, but you're absolutely right. This is way too long for a comedy. If anything, this should have just been an hour and 20 minutes.
I don't know why comedies want to make their movies longer.
I don't either.
An hour and a half is the best form of comedic. I'm telling you this right now, comedic directors. I think that's why Edgar Wright movies work so well, because his movies do hit that length, but they're not knocking you over the head with this brain dead kind of humor.
Right, exactly. Edgar Wright is just like, and this is starting to wear. Oh, it's done.
Yeah, and plus it's so panned out and clever that even if it was knocking over the head, it's too clever to warn you out. You'd have to go back to listen. Like, I gotta catch that. With this kind of humor, it doesn't work for 2 hours.
Oh, God, you just made me realize. Now I'm really scared for Ant-Man.
No, you should be scared about Seth MacFarlane's next film, because the nigga can't direct. Anyway. Oh. Or write, for that matter, too.
We'll see.
We definitely will see.
All right.
Damn sure can't act, that's for sure.
All right, later, everyone.
Later, people. Gute.
What do you say, steal a bottle of whiskey and we hit the road?
I love that idea.
Your dick's out.
Oh! A million ways to die in the West.
Maybe the frontier is not so bad after all.
Hey! It's a sweet young couple. Can I interest you folks in a miracle cure?
Holy shit!